too, man.
I forgot to put it in the thing.
Fuck. There.
Yeah.
What?
I don't know. I don't know how to do magic.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the Morning Grind. My cousin Tate. It's a wonderful morning. It's very cold in Tate's car. I'm gonna turn on my butt warmer because fuck you, I like butt warmers. Welcome back to another episode where basically we talk about random shit and we don't really know what we plan on doing today. And we have to go to school and suffer for the rest of our lives.
So yeah, welcome back.
Is the random shit from, like, whatever the fuck you were doing to normal voice?
I don't know and I give up. So yeah, we'll... Wait, hold on. Are my headphones still on? Oh, fuck. Wait, hold on. No, it's good. It's good. Alright, we're fine. I think there was accidentally one time where we recorded with my headphones on, and it just recorded through my headphones, and it sounded fucking awful. I feel sick. So yeah, yesterday we didn't do an episode because Tate's a fucking weirdo and likes to go to school early.
I had to. It wasn't really a choice.
Because, like, he likes talking to teachers or something. Like, gosh. Like, you think teachers are human beings, you weirdo?
You make it sound like I want to do it.
Just kidding.
I don't want to be there any more than you do. And plus, I had to retake a test, so it just makes me look like an idiot.
Alrighty. So. Yeah.
Yes.
Today we're leaving later than usual because Tate had to do.
Chores this morning, yeah.
Chores before school, which doesn't really make any sense to me, but you know, it's whatever.
Well, hey, when you're not getting home till like 10 o'clock, it's 10 o'clock at night, they need to get it done somehow.
Okay. So, I have no idea what to talk about today.
Yeah, me neither.
Yesterday, I did literally nothing. I accidentally passed out yesterday, and I didn't know, I didn't realize that I did. Like, I was on my computer, and, what was I doing? I was watching YouTube videos about aviation. I've been learning so much about how fucking airliners work for some reason, and I, like, my head kind of felt weird, and I was like, I'm just gonna, like, lay down. I laid down, like, stomach first on, like, the fucking bed, and then ended up passing out, and I didn't realize that I did. Until I woke up, like, an hour later, and it was, like, dark in my room, and I was like, what the fuck? And I noticed that, like, I had just slept for no reason, and I didn't even want to sleep, but I just did anyways. And I, like, you know whenever you take a nap, usually you'd feel more energized, and you'd feel, like, more aware or awake or some shit like that? Okay, I guess you have the same thing as I do, where I'll take a nap, but then feel even more tired than I did before.
Yeah, that's why I don't take naps. Whenever I'm awake, I'm typically awake for the, like, for the day. That's why I can function off of so little sleep if I need to.
Yeah, and I mean, I drink coffee in the mornings, and it's always my mom's hard-ass coffee, so I always get caffeine that gives
me hard-ass coffee.
That gives me, like, heart palpitations and eye twitches.
That coffee is hard.
Yeah, I mean, it's European, so it, like, fucking hits you immediately, and then you start shaking.
That coffee is hard. If you hit it, it feels like a brick. It's hard.
Yeah. It gets you awake. For the entire day, I can go on and be a human being. If I forget my coffee, I'll end up passing out in the middle of the day. Even though I get a subtle... Let me rethink what I was saying there.
What?
Even though I get... an ample amount of sleep.
An ample amount of sleep.
I still end up passing out midday anyways. Why the fuck is there traffic on this part of the road? I give up. Just a random dude driving his bike. Driving his bike, yeah. I guess technically you do drive a bike. But even though people say you ride on it, I don't know. I'm losing all cognitive function today. Because for some reason I got 6 hours of sleep last night, but I woke up so fucking dead today. I could not just, like, function. I tried to get into the shower and I almost fell over. Because I somehow lost balance. But I didn't. And I managed to stay awake and now I'm here and now I have to go to school with just ramming into the back of this Nissan Altima.
There is a visible distance between me and that Altima. I don't know what you're talking about.
So, yeah. That's all I have.
Yeah.
Actually, I am working... Do you have... Who do you... Which class do you have? Oh, you have economics right now, right? Mm-hmm. And you have that with the other guy who's not my teacher. Right, okay. Are you doing that project where it's like a civil action project?
I did it last semester.
Oh, you already did it.
Yeah. It's when you're in your gov classes when you do that project.
Oh. Well, we're doing it now.
No, because you're in gov.
Yeah. No.
Yes. Yeah.
Maybe.
God damn it, Chris.
Yeah, so in my class, I have no friends in there. So when we met up in the library to assemble our groups for the civil action project, so like in all of our government classes, we're doing this civil action project where basically you have to think of an issue that's happening, like some kind of problem that's happening locally or nationally, and you have to address it, talk about government programs put in place to like help leave it or something, and any solutions that you can come up with of how to fix it.
Oh, that's different than what we did.
And basically, like, I don't really know what other people are doing. Apparently last year there was like a health fair that we had at school where like it was literally assembled by all the kids who did the civil action projects. And they had, like, people from different organizations at school, and they talked to kids about, like, hey, eat healthy or else you'll die of heart disease. And they're like, oh, okay. And basically that's all they did. But, I'm not doing, like, any health shit. I'm doing mine on homelessness, basically. Because I didn't have a group in the library, and everyone, like... When our teacher said, all right, so pick your partners and then assemble your group and then start talking about topics. And I was like, oh, okay. So, I mean, I'm already with these guys that I, like, sit at the, like, same table with in class anyways. Maybe I can work with them. But then our teacher was like, you can only have up to 4 people, but there's already, like, 5 of us at that table in class.
Ouch. So,
but all 4 of them are friends. And, I mean, they include me because, like, I'm the only one at our table that actually fucking does his work and actually understands what the hell is going on most of the time. I basically excluded myself because I figured that they were going to work together anyway, so I was just by myself. Everyone else started assembling into groups, and I was just like, oh, this is fucking awkward. And our teacher informed us that we can work with anyone from any of her classes or any of, the other teachers' classes, and so I figured, okay, maybe I'll text Carson, Scott, and Grant or something and see if they want to work with me or whatever. And I was assembled into this like small little group of like random people that one I did not like, but I mean one of them I was okay with. It was like Peter that you talked to.
Oh yeah, yeah, he's cool.
Yeah, he was fine. And Miss March, she, like, talked to each one of us. She was like, all right, so what problem can you think of to address? And all of us had no fucking clue. And I was sitting there, and I was like, can it be locally? And she was like, yeah, it can be locally. It can be statewide. It can be national. It's whatever. And I was like, okay, can I address the problems with juniors parking and senior parking lots? That's the idea I came up with originally. And she was like, okay, you can do that. And then she went on to the next people, and one of them, you know Robert?
Yeah.
The fucking, like, Nazi dude? She went to him, and he just could not provide an answer for a solid 5 minutes. He was just like,
everything is going as planned.
Our teacher was just like, come on, Robert, like, you could address this problem, or you could do this, or you could do that. You're just like,
everything is going as planned. We will inform the general public about Nazi doings, and we will form a coup to overthrow the government. I don't know why I'm doing that accent, but it works. Just deal with it.
I don't remember what. I don't think he came up with an issue. I think our teacher just gave him an issue. And then she went to Peter, and Peter also could not provide an answer. But she was like, okay, what about homelessness? And she started going on this entire thing about, like, the whole homeless problem in Jacksonville or whatever.
Yeah.
And then I was listening in, and I was like, no, fuck it, I can do that. Fuck the juniors parking in the senior parking lot. That's a shitty project. I'm going to do it on, like, Jacksonville homelessness. And so, I don't think Peter went with that idea, and I don't think Robert went with that idea, so I decided to go with it. And then I texted people, like, I messaged everyone in Discord. I was like, hey, who's doing this project? And I was like, who wants to be a part of my group? And, like, literally only two people responded out of, like, what, there's, like, 20 people in there?
Nice.
And it was Carson. Carson was like, yeah, I'm in. And I was like, all right, cool.
No, I responded. I just said I've already done it because I'm in. Yo. I was already in Gov.
I don't remember seeing your message.
Oh.
Because I know that Victor also messaged and he said, I'm in.
Oh, I didn't, like, direct message you. I just said, sorry.
I think you might have said, like, I can or something like that. But as I was assembling my group, it was already, like, me, Carson, and Victor, and then I asked Dakota, I asked her if she was doing the project, and then she was like, do you want me to be a part of your group? And I was like, I mean, if you want to. And she's like, yeah, because you seem to know what the fuck you're doing, so I'm going to join you. And I was like, oh, okay. And then Carson bailed out, and I was like, what the fuck? And he was like, well, Ross had a good idea. And I was like, what, is my idea not good? And he's like, no, it's just fine. And I asked Ross, I was like, hey, what are you doing? And he's like, oh, I don't fucking know. Like, I originally had the idea of, like, doing a PC, like, computer cleanup or something like that. Like, scavenging for old parts to be reused or something. And then he went with a different idea where they would just make instruments out of trash. And I was like, okay. Well, I don't know why, like, Carson just kind of, like, jumped on that idea because I guess it was just something that he had to put no effort into or something like that. I don't know. It kind of made me upset because, like, for the past 4 years, every time there was a project that me and him did together, we always made a video together.
Yeah.
And just for some reason this year, he just bailed out. And I was like, what the fuck? Because this year, like, I already have everything planned out. Like, my planning sheet was already filled out. I was the only one in my entire class who had it filled out, so I got to finish my, like, fucking study guide earlier than anyone else in my class. Like,
yeah, you could have just been like me, my guy. I worked alone.
Well, I mean, I'm also working with, like, Alexander and whatever, because, like, Alex, he doesn't really have anybody to work with in his class either. And then he went to Grant, and Grant was like, yeah, I'm already working with a weird group. And then he was, Grant told him that I was looking for another member, and then Alex approached me, and he was like, hey, can I work in your group? And I was like, yeah.
Alex!
But I feel like I have a very solid group. I've never done a project with, like, the three of these people, but I feel like the four of us can make a fucking solid project. Because what we're doing is, we're either going to do a short documentary or, like, a Vice or BBC-like report where we're just going to, like, talk about, we're going to, like, address the homeless problem in Jacksonville, and, like, we're going to do, like, man-on-the-street interviews and shit like that with, like, residents that live in Jacksonville. Mm-hmm. And be like, yo, so how do you feel about homeless people living in this country? No, in the city. And then they would be like, well, it fucking sucks. And they'd be like, oh, okay, cool. And basically, we're going to include that in our documentary.
Okay.
And it's going to be pretty good.
All right. Good stuff.
I am highly confident in this.
Yeah, I did that. I did a civic action project. My teacher, Ms. Knowles, was like, you guys, you're on the library today. Like, oh, we go to the library, that only means we have big projects. Uh-oh. So, you see that? I was like, oh, shit. Alright, so I stumbled down to the library. Yeah, stumble's probably an accurate word. Yeah. Yeah, stumble. Let's go with that. So as soon as I get to the library, she's like, all right, this is a sheet of paper. You got to read over it. It's a civic action project. What you got to do is you got to read it, and you got to come up with an issue and solve it. I'm like, okay. So the first thing that comes to mind is therapy dogs. I'm like, dude, therapy dogs would be dope. And then she starts rambling off examples, and therapy dogs is one of them. I'm like, fuck. Can't do that, because that means the whole entire class is gonna do it. I'm like, no, can't do that.
Why the fuck are we stopping?
I don't know.
Oh.
I don't know the turn.
Fucking assisted living! You old people! Alright. Anyways.
I'm gonna continue now. So, I was like, damn it, everyone's gonna do therapy dogs now, because she said it. And I have two excellent therapy dogs, which, fuck. So, I was like, alright, so scratch that idea. So, the next idea I came up with was giving dogs, or helping give dogs homes that have, like, been abused and stuff. Like, I don't know if you've ever been to the Jacksonville Convention Center. I think it's...
The fuck is that?
Okay.
Somebody just fucking slammed into your car.
Okay. So I don't know if you've ever been to the Jacksonville Convention Center where they're doing that thing, where they have a bunch of pets, and it's cats and dogs alike, and they've all either been abused or left alone, or they need to be sold because the family's moving or something like that. They're all there. You get to, like, pet them and stuff, and it's really cool. But I was hoping that I could work with them to help actively find these pets' homes when they're not doing the convention. Which I'm sure that's something they're already doing, but if, like, obviously that helping hand and that extra, you know, branch of that project might help them out just a little bit. So that was one idea I had. And then I asked, because we had to confirm the project with our teacher first, I was like, alright, I did the whole entire paper, I filled out the whole entire sheet, what do you think? And she said, she just looked at me, dead in the eyes, said, no. What do you mean, no? Like, is it not good? I think the project's fantastic, I think it's a really good idea. And she just said, no. Handed me my paper back, I was like, well... Okay. And then I wrote it. I did it about, because there's, like, a lot of poor areas, specifically in Duval County. I was like, you know what? Food drive. These kids probably don't have food, right? Yeah, let's do that. So I did a food drive. And then I turned it in to my teacher. She looks me dead in the eyes and says, yes. I'm like, yes, what? Yes. Okay, so that was my project.
Dude, I had that teacher last year for U.S. History Honors, and no, I swear, I did not like her as a teacher. She, like, I don't know, she wasn't, like, strict, but she, like, I don't know
she's
how to explain.
She's not good at her job.
Like, yeah, she wasn't really that great at teaching. She always gave us these fucking, like, giant colored packets.
Oh.
Like, DBQs and shit that we'd have to fill out for the entire unit. And we had to keep those things until the end of the year. Because then it was a huge summative grade that she would take... That you would have to take all of your fucking colored packets and staple them all together. Which in total is, like, 200 pages or something. Or something more than that. And, like, if you threw away any of those packets, you were, like, fucked.
Yeah.
It was so dumb. But luckily, I had all my packets. I planned on burning my shit, but, like, I never did. And it's good that I didn't. I still have a giant pile of paperwork in my closet that has accumulated over the past
I throw it away after every year. I swear, like, one of these days, I want to do a bonfire with all of our work.
But, yeah, when are we going to do that?
Oh, no, probably at the end of the year now, because it just makes sense. Because
I have so much shit to burn, you have no idea.
Yes, dude, same. Well, actually, mine is just, like, what's accumulated over this year. But, yeah, do you think those plastic binders burn? Or will they just melt?
Well, Well, there's a cardboard inside the panels, so the plastic on the outside is gonna burn. And then
no,
probably,
like the stuff I have, or it's just all plastic.
Entirely plastic. That's just gonna like melt.
Yeah.
And it's also gonna create like probably toxic fumes that we're gonna breathe in while we dance around the bonfire.
Perfect. Then, like, even better.
Die of asphyxiation. You know, either like lung cancer diseases.
Perfect. Even better. Oh yeah. Hold on. Let me continue talking about my project anyway for a second.
All right.
So, I got my project, and I was like, yes, let's do it. It's gonna be great. Awesome. And then I'm like, shit, I don't have anyone to work with. So I sat there and thought to myself, I'm like, you know, I'm an only child. If I worked alone, it wouldn't be any better, or it wouldn't be any different than it's like at home. So I'm like, okay, I'll do that. So, and then I just, like, as soon as I start working on my project, in my class, we've got a pretty big hunk of kids that are in the popular niche. There's only two or three that aren't. So this kid comes up to me, he's like, hey, can I be in your group? I'm like, no. No, go away. And he's like, what do you mean, no? And I looked him dead in the eyes and I said, no. This is my project. I came up with it. You're not leeching off my fucking ideas, fucking popular kid. Get away. Stay back. No, I didn't tell him that. I said, dude, I'm sorry, but I already got a dedicated thing. I know where I want to go with it. And I think I can do it by myself. And then it never ended up working because none of the schools wanted my fucking food drive. I'm like, well, okay. So I just wrote about it. My conclusion got an A. Like a 100. I literally got a 100 on the project and just wrote about it. Wrote about how the schools denied my thing. Yeah.
Hey, I'm a kid from this high school, and I'm doing a civics action project on food drives. Can I interview your school? No.
They looked me dead in the eyes over the phone and said no. Like, what do you mean no? No.
What do you mean? It's for an educational project. It's for academics. No.
You should have made that noise over the phone. God. What was that, sir?
It's not even like a moan or a grunt. It's just like It's just like a weird fucking noise.
Could you imagine if you answered the phone, like someone is just calling you? It could be your boss. It could be anyone, and you just went when you answer the phone. Chris, is that you?
The next time some random number calls me, I'm gonna I'm just gonna do that. Cause I've had a few random numbers call me recently. The thing is, I never answer random numbers because I'm socially awkward. So every time I answer them, it's just always like, hello? Hi, you've been selected. Oh, fuck.
See, I always, whenever I get those numbers, I always have to wait past the, I always like answer the bot questions. Give them whatever they're looking for, right? And then after all of that, I'm like, all right, I'm going to talk to this human being and completely waste his time. That is the sole goal of my that is my goal today. If I can make him hang up in anger or confusion, then I've done my job. God damn it, I've done it well. So I'll always bait it past the bot questions. And I showed you the one thing with that I had, right? It was like the health insurance guy or whatever.
Yeah.
So I was talking to this one guy. So I waited out past all the bot questions, and I sat there and I waited and I waited. And the guy's like, "All right, I heard you got pain. Let me help you." I'm like, "Yeah, I can do it. I got pain. It's in my leg." And he's like, "Where in your leg?" I'm like, "All over my leg." He's like, "Oh, dude, all right, we can fix that. Just." Give me some stuff. I need some information about you. What's your name? And I don't even remember how the call went. I haven't looked at it for so long. But he, at some point, he had asked me for my health insurance provider, and I said Geico, knowing full well that they didn't provide life insurance. I said Geico, and he said, "Are you sure you don't mean something like Progressive or something like that?" I'm like, "Nope, it's Geico." And he said, and I quote, let me find this real fast.
I think we went over this.
Did we?
Yeah.
I can't remember.
I remember I made the meme of, my health insurance provider is AAA.
Oh, yes. Wait, did we go over that on the podcast, or did we go over that?
I'm pretty sure we went over that on the podcast.
Anyway, well, I got to finish the story now. Because in case they didn't watch that up or listen to that episode, I got to go over it now. So, I said, it's Geico. And he said, well, it seems we have a mental retardation department that would actually be better suited to help you than I can. So, I'm going to transfer you to them, okay? And he hangs up the phone. And that was actually the best day of my life.
Yeah, we have an entire episode dedicated to scam calls, I think.
Oh, yeah. I think I don't remember what you're talking about now.
Yeah.
Still, though.
High
quality.
I said that I had, like, only one scam call in my life. Why are you, like, jerking off your car?
I don't know.
It's a good thing you guys can't see what's going on behind the scenes, because Tate seemingly likes to fondle his car, probably out of sexual frustration.
Damn it. You never curse!
So yeah, after veering off track with the group project shit, I turned in my like planning sheet yesterday, and my teacher looked at it and she was like, oh, this is perfect. And then she just kind of kept it there and then let me work on my, like, finish up my study guide for, I think, oh shit, is our test today? I don't remember. Oh no. But, like, I was the only one out of, like, what, 22 people or something?
Oh yeah, so you're also the only one that turned in the group project sheet on time.
Yeah, and, like, I let Alex take a photo of it so that he could prove that he was working in my group. And he sent that photo through the group text just for everyone else to show their teacher. And, I think Alex got approved as well. But, like, I don't know if I'm gonna get that paper back, because I kind of need it.
Well, if there's a picture of it, then you should be able
look
at it.
I forgot that there was a photo of it, even though I said there was a photo of it. God, I swear I have ADHD or something.
I really hope I get that paper back, because I kind of need it. Well, Chris, there's this thing. It's called photography.
No, I do need it back because there's no photo of the backside. The backside has the rubric that we plan on using as our outline for what we need to do. So
then why did you take a picture of both sides, you dipshit?
Because we didn't think we needed the backside at the time. But now that I think about it, we need the backside. But I think she's looking over it.
You're probably gonna get it back today.
Yeah, I think she was looking it over yesterday. I fucking had a stroke.
Well, see, the thing is, our teacher was like, I want everything done on Word online. And I'm like, you know what? I can make that happen. So I just saved 2 copies of it. And I was like, all right, this is fine.
Well, we received a physical piece of paper.
Yeah, well, we received a physical piece of paper, too. However, we had to answer everything on a Word online document. Because Miss Knowles is extra.
I gave you my brain aids.
I've had your brain aids ever since, you know, I did that thing with you at your house.
Oh! I'm pretty sure I gave you brain aids at, like, the fucking start of the year. Or even just in MCR in general.
No, it was whenever I went over your house. That's definitely it.
Probably. But yeah.
Yeah, we did stuff.
Yeah, we had Grant fondle our buttholes. No.
How does one fondle something that is inside a hole?
Easy. Was that girl just picking her nose just now? I don't even know. Okay.
I'm glad I missed that. Continuing on.
I don't know. I made eye contact with a girl in her car, and she was doing something with her nose, and I was like, oh, okay.
Okay.
But yeah, that's all I have to say about my project.
That's all I got to say about my finished project. It's non-existent. I don't care about it.
We're in the beginning phase of our project, and I am very confident because I feel like we're going to be able to pull this off very well. Because even though I don't have a camera to film, I know that since I have Miss Lee, I can
borrow shit.
Yeah, and she has all these extra cameras from like last year when we had creative photography.
Yeah.
And since creative photography is no longer a class, she has all these cameras lying around in a closet, and so I can just come in and be like, hey, can I borrow a camera? And she's like, yeah, go ahead. You can take it as long as you want. I was like, oh, okay.
Returns it 3 years from now. Hey, Miss Lee, got your camera back.
Yeah, we sold all them. You can keep that one. Oh, awesome. So, yeah. Meme review. All right. I hope they looked directly at you as you were fucking doing that. No one has a clue what just happened. Tate just did a really awful fucking, like, dance in his seat, and three girls walked past the front of our car and I think looked at him. I wasn't paying attention. I also farted, so it smells pretty bad. So, you turned on your windshield wipers. We're done with this podcast episode of the podcast, Trees and Things in Florida. Welcome back to Alligator Farm, and we'll figure things out and then probably die in a hole. Goodbye!